It is 17 past the hour, weekdays at 9 a.m. and 8 central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, host Roland Martin talks to Judge Kevin Ross and Jamil Hill from ESPN. Brought to you by TV One. From our D.C. studios, what's good, Roland?
Hey, folks, what's going on? Hope all is well with you this morning. Many folks across the country are still confused and ticked off about this case out of Fort Worth, Texas, where a 16-year-old boy, Ethan Couch, got 10 years probation for a fatal accident that killed four people, left one of his friends paralyzed, and significant brain injuries. And the judge pretty much fell for what is being called the affluenza defense, where the attorneys say, well, because his parents are rich and never taught him right from wrong, he should not go to prison and should get therapy. Right. Be a brother and try that one. Joining me this morning is Judge Mary Ellen Hicks, longtime judge there in Tarrant County, also an attorney there in Texas. Judge Hicks, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Doing great. Look, you have actually decided cases in that particular courthouse, the Tarrant County courthouse there. Can you please explain what folks are saying about the decision by Judge Gene Boyd to fall for this defense and allow this kid who killed four people with a blood alcohol, a .24, took alcohol and Valium to walk away scot-free and essentially on probation?
Well, Roland, in my opinion, it's junk science. It's the silver spoon syndrome, if you will. I would discount it as a psychological disorder. But in fairness to Judge Boyd, from what I understand, she did not totally rely on that theory. I have no idea. Of course, I was not there at the trial. But for me, it's the tip of the iceberg. The system is broken. And black folks know, and folks of color know, we are treated differently. And that's the greater problem for me. I've talked about for years disparity in the system based on race. And the other community is outraged. We are not surprised. But they are so surprised by the example of what happened in Fort Worth, Texas. They're shocked. We're not. We have lived with it.
So what is stunning is, again, four people who were killed, there were three good Samaritans who were trying to help this one woman who was stranded. This kid gets in his truck, two other friends in his flatbed. So he didn't only kill four people. He also seriously injured two other folks. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And I don't even understand how she arrives at 10 years probation for someone who killed four people.
Well, I don't have an answer for that. I will tell you one thing, though. If the juvenile justice system, the idea of it, we should rehabilitate children. And I firmly believe that. I firmly believe that. But just because you have wealth and you know, material things, why can't the juvenile justice system help you as well? If it's broken, the juvenile justice system, in other words, the Texas Youth Commission, why do we send any kids there? If he couldn't get help there in the system, why do we send any child there? And so I have a problem with the whole criminal justice system. It is a major, major problem. And whatever this theory is, like I said, it's junk science.
Well, if the world is yours, I'm sorry, Roland, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to, if the world is yours, Your Honor, and you go ahead and change the system, let's say you are governor of Texas or whatever, and you change the system in Texas, what's the first thing we need to do?
Well, for one thing, Sybil, we need more diversity. And when Wendy Davis is governor of the state of Texas, I had to put that plug in, sorry. You know, I'm still a Democrat. I think some things are going to change. I think we're going to get legislators that understand the system is imperfect, and it's never going to be perfect. I will never say that. But this new term, it's an old disease. And I think the first thing the governor of Texas will do is fight for things like more diversity. Here in Tarrant County, it's for the most part, I'm going to go ahead and say it, old white men in white robes. I mean, in black robes. I mean, it's the truth. Yeah. I mean, you know. So we have a long way to go in our justice system. And it's not just Texas. It's not just Texas. It's just not Tarrant County. It's an epidemic, if you will.
Judge Hicks, so the parents are going to, so supposedly the lawyers are saying that Texas doesn't have a good enough system, so they're going to spend upwards of $500,000 a year to send him to therapy in California. I'm just trying to understand, if you kill four people, and we talk about a criminal justice system, sounds to me like the juvenile justice system in jail is a good place to start with therapy when you kill four people.
Let me tell you, there are programs in the Texas Youth Commission. There are excellent programs in the system that would help this young man. To me, he's not a kid. He's 16.
He's a spoiled brat.
At some point, he's got to assume some responsibility. There's got to be some remorse. Yes, rehabilitation is wonderful in an appropriate case. The problem is, was this an appropriate case? I don't know. I wish I had all the facts. It makes all of us, particularly those of us of color, have even less respect for the criminal justice system, for the entire system. We have less respect because of this verdict, of this order.
Judge Mary Ellen Hicks, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you, Judge Mary Ellen. Thank you, Roland Martin. Weekdays
appreciate
at
it.
9, 8 Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now. Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by TV One. Thank you so much, Ro.
Thank you.